Westlock. A 30-year-old Rochester man wanted by RCMP for months on a bevy of warrants, now faces 22 charges following a Wednesday afternoon takedown near the hamlet of Nesto that involved police from three detachments, as well as the RCMP dog team and the Eastern Alberta Crime Reduction Unit, EACRU. Westlock RCMP report that around 11:30 a.m., April 20, local members, with the assistance of the EACRU and Barrhead Detachment, continued their investigation to locate a man wanted on numerous arrest warrants in Westlock and Barrhead. Police say the man was first located in a stolen pickup truck in Westlock County, but when they attempted to stop him, he fled at a high rate of speed. Thanks largely to tips received from the public following an online post via the Westlock and Area Crime Coalition, WACC, Westlock and Barrhead members, along with the Redwater RCMP, RCMP Police Dog Service and the EACRU located the vehicle in the southeast area of the county around 2:30 p.m. Despite flattening at least one tire during an attempted stop, the driver continued to flee. RCMP say the pursuit continued north on various range and township roads through to the hamlet of Nesto and finally came to an end after a police vehicle made contact with the stolen vehicle on Range Road 245 off of Highway 2 and the man was arrested. Police say Andrew Dwayne Lysaherka, 30, has been wanted for months and has evaded police on a number of occasions. It's also alleged the Rochester man ran into a police vehicle in March 2022 while attempting to flee in a stolen vehicle. Lysaherka will make his first appearance in Barrhead Provincial Court April 26, where he'll face four counts each of operation of a motor vehicle while prohibited and possession of stolen property over $5,000, three counts each of flight from police and dangerous operation of motor vehicle, two charges of theft under $5,000 and single counts of mischief, assaulting a police officer, resisting arrest, breaking and entering, robbery and aggravated assault. Westlock RCMP Staff Sergeant Al Baird said this was the first time they've used WACC to catch a suspect and it worked to perfection. The April 20 WACC post listed the make, model and color of the stolen truck, as well as the license plate number and advised the public not to approach as the suspect was believed to be armed and dangerous. It worked very well and it helped us out tremendously. It's a good feather in the cap for the Crime Coalition, said Baird April 21. We've used it for a few collisions, but this is the first time it's been used to find someone. People paid attention and it worked like it was supposed to. George Blaise, townandcountrytoday.com.